Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Tourism accounts for 5% of the Irish economy and sustained more than a quarter of a million jobs, often in remote parts of the country. But is tourism good for us? There's certainly an argument that it's not helping the environment and that there have been enough mass tourism in places like Barcelona and Venice. But do we need to rethink what types of tourism we should encourage? But how do we do that and get re-elected? John Farid is the global chairman with Horwath HDL, which advises big providers on tourism. And John has also got a book out called Invisible to Icon, How to Become a Known Expert in Your Industry. And he is sitting in front of me. Hello, John.
Hello, Joe.
Remind us what Horwath does.
Sure. Horwath HTL is a 100-year-old firm. We're the leading hotel tourism and leisure advisory firm on the planet. We're in more than 40 countries, 60 offices, 250 senior partners. And here in Ireland, the Crowe Horwath HTL office is headed up by managing partner Nisha Cosgrove, Aidan Murphy, and Weldon Mather, who is director of hotels, tourism, and leisure.
But, well, good job on the pronunciation of Nisha. That can't have been easy.
I've known him for some years, yeah. So it works. But, you know, if we said what are some of our top activities right now, we're really focused on working closely with tourism and hospitality businesses to navigate this ESG journey, strategies, including mandatory reporting, but anything that has to do with hotels, tourism,
so you're basically a consultancy service that works with tourism providers, but also infrastructure providers for tourism and all that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you worried about the kind of perceived backlash against over-tourism?
I don't know that it's new, but yes, we are. I mean, Europe has recently kind of fallen out of love with tourism in many cities. Mm. Most recently, in affordable destinations like you mentioned Amsterdam, Athens, and Barcelona, where we're seeing protests in the streets and squirt guns coming out, hitting tourists. And I think this backlash is going to cool off tourism in some of those destinations. We're already seeing the effect, so to speak. The cruise lines are changing itineraries
already.
And whatnot. Already. It's
so they're,
starting to happen.
They're going to steer away from Barcelona and go to other Spanish or Italian
That's
cities.
That's the trend. That's the trend. And a lot of consumers are not interested so much in those types of destinations. And I get it. I mean, if you're a resident of those countries, the tourism is putting pressure on health services, waste management, water supplies, and housing at the expense of residents. So I get it.
Yeah. What do you advise your clients when it comes to the risk of over-tourism?
So traditionally, what I would tell them is to be patient, because when you're hot one day, you're cold the next. Tourism has ebb and flow and trends. And I would tell them to really focus on getting the word out to their consumers, their residents, consumers of the government and whatnot, but how important tourism is to their local economy. I mean, here in Ireland, for instance, you're in one of the top five most expensive European destinations.
Don't we know?
Yeah. I mean, for tourists, I mean, there's Switzerland, there's Iceland, Norway, Ireland and Denmark make up the top five. But
I'd rather not be in that top five.
But if you think about it, I mean, the importance of tourism in Ireland is huge. I mean, it's a $10 billion annual revenue for you, and the Irish economy, three quarters of which is inbound. Only a quarter of domestic.
And Americans are the number one tourists into this country, and they're coming here with their hard-earned dollars and spending very much, a lot of money. I think one of the reasons people might come here is because it's not too busy, too full, and that they still get an experience. The risk, though, is in this city, in this capital city, Dublin, is that that over-tourism is a risk, just as it is an issue in Barcelona and Venice and Mallorca.
It is, but I'm not too concerned about those top five most expensive destinations, if I'm honest about it. I'm not seeing it.
Because they priced themselves out of the market?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I mean, it's not the cheapest place to come. I mean, it's dear dollars coming to Ireland. But I would remind your listeners that tourism accounts for 13% of total employment in Ireland. So it's hugely important. important. That's more than farming or other industries. And total employment related to tourism is estimated at more than 350,000 here in Ireland, which is, by the way, it accounts for like 2,000 euros per man, woman, and child in Ireland.
Which is not an insignificant sum. Now, I'm conscious that you have had a very studied CV, as we call it. You call it resume. you were a Marine in the US Forces. You were a magician. You did postgrads here in Dublin. You've been around. So I presume that all went into writing the book and how you what you learned along the way.
Joe, it did, totally. Yeah, I served 6 years in the Marines, but once a Marine, always a Marine, so I'm still a Marine.
Okay, yes, sir.
And then I spent 15 years as a professional magician performing in casinos, on cruise ships.
You'll forgive me for saying
clubs.
That's a handbrake turn.
Yeah. No, it's a hard turn. It was a childhood dream, but I worked my way through that. And then in 1995, I decided that the only thing I knew outside of magic and let's call it military life was travel. So I opted to get into the hotel industry. And as part of that plan, I came to Ireland and earned a master's of science here at DIT at the time, it's now TU, on Karl Brewer Street.
That's right.
Proudly. And I worked my way up to become global chairman of Horwath HTL.
And now you've written Invisible to Icon. What do you mean?
So,
are you saying that you were invisible and now
I was completely invisible, okay. Joe. I mean, I had no, I had never worked in the industry. I had no formal education. I just had an inkling that I could do this. And the book talks about my journey from Marine to magician to global chairman of Horwath HTL. It's basically about personal branding and how to have your brand walk in the room long before you do.
And you and I are sitting in front of each other because of that promotion that you do. The moral of the story is if you don't ask, you don't get. And that's why you're sitting here. And thank you so much for joining us today, John. That's John Fareed, the global chairman of Horwath HTL and author of Invisible.
Can I just mention that we'll be at Hodges Figgis tomorrow night at 6 for book signing?
Okay. Well, our audience will take note of that then in Hodges Figgis here in Dublin.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.